This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation, whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program. Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing, not providing enough supplies, or not showing up for equipment maintenance? Call Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville, your local provider of in-home oxygen, concentrators, and portable oxygen. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. Call Michelle's Pharmacy for your oxygen supplies in Carlinville, 854-4022, or Gillespie, 839-9901, or visit michellespharmacy.com.
First of all, in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, the DTN general opening call, expect corn to open 3 to 4 cents lower later this morning, beans 2 to 3 lower, wheat 7 to 9 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 63 cents lower at 96.28, while the Brent crude was 35 cents higher at 116.28. The April gold contract, $7.50 lower at 17.1740, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.054 higher at 79.123. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 668 and a half. That was up 7 3/4. May wheat closed at 679 3/4, up 5 3/4. July wheat closed at 692, up 3 cents. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 644 1/4, down 1/4. May corn closed at 651 1/4, up 1/2. July corn closed at 656 1/4, up 3/4. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1233, up 1/2. May beans closed at 1242, up 1 1/4. July beans closed at 1251 3/4, up 1 1/2. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 327.50, down 11. May meal closed at 329, down 12. July meal closed at 331.60, and that was down a dime. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 52.16, up 51. May oil closed at 52.56, up 48. July oil closed at 52.97, up 48. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 327, up 12 3/4. May oats closed at 320 3/4, up 12 3/4. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices were mostly higher on Monday afternoon. Many traders are looking forward to the USDA's supply-demand forecast on Thursday. Weekly export inspections were higher than expected for corn at 39.4 million bushels, as expected for soybeans at 37.2 million bushel, and lower than expected for wheat at 14.5 million bushels. In central Illinois, Country Grain Dealers quoted shell corn bids steadied at 1 cent higher at $6.36 to $6.52, while soybeans were steadied at 2 cents higher at $12.09 to $12.25. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at $6.45 to $6.67. Soybeans were mostly steady, ranging from $12.16 to $12.36, and soft red winter wheat gained 8 cents at $6.57 to $6.69. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids steady, ranging from $6.44 to $6.52. Soybean bids ended mixed at $12.18 to $12.25, and the wheat up 7 to 8 cents at $6.64 to $6.84. Illinois River Barge Letting Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at $6.50 to $6.55. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from $12.37 to $12.41. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery steadied at 3 cents higher at $6.67 to $6.74. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher at $6.70 to $6.72. These same elevators placed their soybean prices steady with quotations at $12.58 to $12.59. Soft red winter wheat gained 8 cents on Monday, ranged from $6.84 to $6.85, but Milo ended 18 cents lower at $6.27 to $6.28. That is our Country Grain Report for Monday. This is Jerry Bilbert returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 87.12, down 40. April hogs closed at 88.55, down 37. May hogs closed at $97, down 25 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 123.75, up 12. April cattle closed at 127.50, up a dime. June cattle closed at 127.22. up 37 cents. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 154.12, down 32. April feeders closed at 156.55, down 47. May feeders closed at 157.92, down 47. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, February 6th, for the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed $1.15 lower, with a carcass-based price range of $77 to $85.14, weighted average $81.18. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 25,000. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady at $56 to $61, a few up to $63. Illinois direct slaughter sows steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at $50 to $56. 450 to 550 pounds at $53 to $58. Over 550 pounds at $55 to $58. Boars under 300 pounds traded 32 to 40 and over 300 pounds 15 to 20. Today's estimated receipts of 800 and Friday's actual 625. Pork carcass cut out 84.75 and that is down 35 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Hogs for today 419,000. Last week 400,000 and a year ago 414,000. Cattle for today 124,000. Last week 114,000 and a year ago 125,000. Box beef cutout values were higher on moderate demand and light to moderate offerings. Total movement today 135 fabulas with 63 trim. Choice at 184.66, that is up $1.54. Select at 179.07 and that is up 99 cents. At the Illinois auctions which recover receipts last week of 3,653 head, which included special sales. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to $1.50 lower. Slaughter steers sold at $125 to $131.25. Choice heifers at $124.75 to $132. Choice Holstein steers traded steady to $1 lower at $112.50 to $120. Hamilton's Madison County Ag Hay Auction on Saturday, 608 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay and straw sold mostly steady. Alfalfa premium quality large squares, 3x3s at $133. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality small squares at $6.60. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, sold from $6 to $6.10 with orchard grass premium quality large squares, 3x3s at $131. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at $5.70 to $7.70. Corn stalks, fair quality small squares at $2.10 to $2.70 with large rounds, 5x5s at $30. Wheat straw, good quality small squares from $2.30 to $2.60. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.15 unchanged. For March, $15.88 down 1. For April, $16.03 up 9. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $149.50 unchanged. For March, $150, that was down 2.5, and for April, $155.75 down 0.25. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for February, $135.75 unchanged. For March, $135 unchanged, and for April, $134.5 unchanged. Spot prices for block cheese, $148 down 0.5. For barrel cheese, $150.5 up 1. For butter, $146.25 down 3. And for non-fat dry milk, the spot price, $133.25 down 2.5. For class 3 milk, $17.05, that was down 172. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.51. For March, $6.52. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.42. For March, $6.44. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.18. And for March, $12.18. Wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.44. To confirm the bids or for more information, phone Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices once again, corn at Greenfield $6.51, corn at Scottville $6.42, beans at Greenfield or Scottville $12.18, wheat at Scottville $6.44. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Color radar at this time shows no precipitation in our Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Cloudy skies later on today. High temperatures in the mid-40s and light west winds. Tonight, cloudy skies. There's a slight chance of light rain or snow. Low temperatures in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies with a slight chance of flurries. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday. Clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 20s. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. We have partly cloudy skies, 24 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Coming up Wednesday evening, a series of workshops benefiting cow-calf operators will be held at Menard Hall on the Lincoln Land Campus in Springfield. One of the presenters, Travis Mateer, tells us about the workshops.
Right. Well, the meeting is a cow-calf-focused meeting, but all beef producers would benefit from it. We're just going to discuss some things that entail with herd health, cow nutrition, and syncing up cows, so some beef cattle repro talk, and then how we can add value to our calves.
Now, this will be put on by the University of Illinois and the Illinois Beef Association?
Yes, it's co-sponsored by those two entities.
And this will be held where?
It'll be held at the Lincoln Land College in Springfield in Menard Hall.
And you'll start about what time?
Meeting starts at 4:45 with registration.
Okay. And what else is involved? You'll have guest speakers. Do you know who some of them are?
Sure. Myself, along with our other beef extension specialist, Teresa Steckler. And then we'll have Doc O'Brien from Petersburg Vet Service talking about herd health. So,
what will you specialize in?
A good slate of speakers. My specialty would be beef nutrition, and that's kind of what my degree's in, but I have cattle myself, so I can touch on a lot of different topics.
Where is your operation?
My family has a seed stock and commercial cow-calf operation in Blue Mound, Illinois, and Athens, so right north of Springfield.
Once again, the program will start Wednesday evening about 4:45. Registration at the door is $20. The seminar is once again sponsored by the University of Illinois Extension and the Illinois Beef Association. Coming up on Thursday, the Macoupin and Montgomery County Extension will have their annual Agronomy Day. It will be held in the North Building of the Lincoln Land Campus in Litchfield. It begins with registration and refreshments at 8 Thursday morning. Denise Kistner of the Extension Office explains.
We invite farmers and agribusiness people from the surrounding counties to also be part of this program.
What do they have to look forward to?
Well, we have many really good speakers and topics that will be of interest for the farmers and the agribusiness people. We're going to start off the day with Darrell Good, who is now retired from the University of Illinois, and he's going to talk about the crop price outlook and about the marketing and what he anticipates may be happening with the markets. And I think we're going to have another farm report that will be coming out the next day, and I'm sure he'll spend some time also talking about that. And then following him will be Dr. Carl Bradley, and he's going to talk about the herbicides and the fungicide resistance. And I know it's always an issue that the farmers trying to decide about the fungicide and whether they should be applying that and how to make those kind of decisions. And, you know, so he will focus on that. And then, you know, the corn rootworm has, and BT was kind of an issue this fall. And so Mike Gray, who is a professor at the University of Illinois, is going to focus on those issues and about some of the insect issues that they need to be prepared for in the 2012 growing season. And following that, Gary Letterly, who is the extension educator in natural resources for Unit 18, which is our area, is going to talk about biomass energy crops, and he's done a lot of research and has a lot of background in that, and followed by the agronomic challenges that we're going to see for corn and soybean growers this year. And Robert Bellum, who is the extension educator down at the Brownstown station, will focus on that. So I think there's a lot of good speakers with good topics that of interest to our area that will be speaking. And then, of course, as usual, we'll have lunch that will be provided by our area sponsors. And you know, that's always a great opportunity, and it's a good chance. We are going to have some booths that are set up, so during the breaks they'll be able to visit with some vendors and get some new information also. So I think, once again, it's a day that has a lot of information that the farmers and the agribusiness people will enjoy. Those people that are certified crop advisors also will be able to get credits, continuing education credits, and we'll have that information there also.
Now, do farmers need to pre-register for this?
Yes, they can pick up their complimentary tickets. It helps to know, you know, how many are there, so we have plenty of lunch. And those are available to, you know, from the different sponsors. They just go in and get a ticket, and those sponsors include where the places they can get the ticket are at Sorrell's Farm Supply, First National Bank of Nokomis, or Litchfield, or National Bank, Wolf Oil, Melvin Roby Seed and Sales, Morrisonville Farmers Co-op, First National Bank of Raymond, Bank and Trust, Litchfield National Bank, First Community Bank, M&M Service, the different locations, Litchfield Farmers Grain, Shipman Elevator, Sloan Implement, Mental Milling, Max Yield Consultant Service, Nokomis Savings Bank, Crop Production Services of Nokomis, Arlenco Precision. So lots of different locations that you can pick up a ticket. Also at either the Christian County, Montgomery County, or Macoupin County Extension offices also have the free tickets also.
The grain markets have been somewhat static over the past few days. On Monday, we talked to Sam Hudson of Water Street Solutions, and he explains.
We do have a USDA report coming up on Thursday, February 9th, so the USDA is going to give us some more insight on what they think these balance sheets are going to look like. And, of course, very similar to last month's report, there will be a lot of focus on the production numbers from South America. We know USDA's got estimates out there that are significantly higher than a lot of the private estimates, including those coming out of South America, out of both Argentina and Brazil. Those have been, the big points of stress on these crops, especially Argentina with the corn. The beans have lit it up a little bit here, going into the end of last week. Saw a pretty good rally. We've gotten into some areas of resistance. If we can close above these ahead of this report, it'll look a little bit positive. The cash basis levels, the cash markets for both the corn and the beans domestically seem to be relatively strong, still supporting these higher prices, at least for right now. If there's going to be any surprises in these numbers this week, it could be those South American production numbers. Other than that, I don't see any major adjustments to our demand side. I think they'll leave ethanol pretty close to being alone. I think exports, I think there, it does warrant a little bit of an increase on the corn exports, and I think we could expect that. But what's worked in the market is also very much in question, and how people want to be positioned going into this. A lot of people got long before the last report, and may have left them a little bit sour, seeing how things came out a little bit more negative than they had seen. So, we'll see what things look like, but these reports are going to be all important, especially as we go into spring. We are figuring the base price on crop insurance at this point, so the price does matter a little bit more during the month of February.
Also, coming up in just a few weeks, the harvest will begin in the South, won't it?
That's right. South America, actually, Brazil's about 5% done with harvest, so there's not a lot of information out there yet. But over the next, probably month and a half, 2 months, we're going to get a lot of data out of there. And whether it's good or bad, or whether it's, something you can really put a lot of stock in is left to be said. There's a lot of different conflicting reports down there usually, but there's going to be a lot of attention, a lot of focus on these numbers this year, and that's definitely something to keep an eye on.
You mentioned conflicting reports. Would the fact that their harvest process is a lot slower than what goes on up here a factor?
Definitely, because they've got so many different stages in that crop. Some areas, maybe they don't even have it all planted yet. In other areas, South America, they're going to begin that harvest. And depending on, whether or not they can double crop acres, that's going to be a factor rolling forward here, too, as far as how dry it's been. They have been getting these rains, but more than anything, it's just keeping the corn from getting worse and keeping the beans, their head above water, really. But if they get these sequential rainfalls and they are able to double crop some acres down there, that will help things dramatically moving forward, especially if we start to get some questionable weather here in the U.S. as we head towards spring.
Some notes in the news on this Tuesday morning. Wineries continue to open in Illinois straight through the recession, raising the total to more than 100 at the start of the year, according to the Illinois Grape Growers and Vintners Association. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the association have begun surveying the state's wineries in order to update the last study in 2007, when 63 wineries produced more than 844,000 gallons of wine a year in Illinois. CME Group Incorporated launched a fresh effort to rebuild market confidence damaged by the collapse of MF Global Holdings Limited, creating a $100 million insurance fund to protect farmers and ranchers. CME, which runs the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade, is the world's largest hub for trading in futures contracts linked to agricultural products. The Family Farmer and Rancher Protection Fund would indemnify individual farmers and ranchers for as much as $25,000 of losses incurred from the collapse of a brokerage used to place trades on the CME. Farmer cooperatives could claim up to $100,000. A drought ravaging the Great Southern Plains has ranchers herding their animals in record numbers and heading north. As the worst drought in a century stretches into its second year, more and more ranchers are joining cattle car convoys heading to Nebraska and further north to find grazing land and water for their animals. Once again, the DTN general opening call for today. Later this morning, expect corn to open 3 to 4 lower, beans 2 to 3 lower, wheat 7 to 9 cents lower. The overnight crude oil market 63 cents lower at $96.28, Brent crude 35 cents higher at $116.28. The April gold contract 7.50 lower at 17.1740. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI FM 106 and on WSMI AM 1540. Part two of the Morning Farm Show this morning brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.